平成31年度開成高等学校入学試験英語聞き取り問題を始めます。
Part A. Listen to the friends talking about where they will go for spring break. Fill in the chart for question 1 and choose the correct answer for question 2.
So, where should we go for spring break this year?
I found 2 tours to Hokkaido. They are both 3 days and 2 nights, and they both include breakfast. The first one is to Sapporo, and it costs $468 per person.
Wow, that is cheap. Is that by train or by plane?
By plane from Narita Airport.
What about the second one?
It costs $100 more and is by train from Tokyo Station to Hakodate.
I know the first one is cheaper and it takes less time to get there, but I don't like flying, so...
Okay, let's go with the second tour then.Part B. Listen to the couple talking about what dog to buy as a pet and choose the best answer.
I'm so excited! We're finally getting a puppy. What do you think about this toy poodle?
A toy poodle? Why? That one is too expensive and it's too noisy. Look at this pug.It's much cheaper and it's not so noisy. Just look at its funny nose.
A pug? No! You know that I hate cleaning up dog hair. Their hair is always falling out. That's why I don't like them. Poodles don't have that problem.
Okay, let's go with your idea. What about the size and color?
I am thinking about one that will be 2.5 kilograms to 3 kilograms, and I want to get a brown or red-brown colored one. What do you think?
I think any color is fine, but the most important thing is personality. It has to be a friendly dog.
Hey, look! This one is the perfect dog, then. Its parents were only around 2.7 kilograms.It is on sale, and it's the right color.
Yeah, he is cute. And it looks like it knows how to behave well. Let's get it.
I'm so excited! We're finally getting a puppy!What do you think about this toy poodle?
A toy poodle? Why? That one is too expensive and it's too noisy. Look at this pug. It's much cheaper and it's not so noisy. Just look at its funny nose.
A pug? No! You know that I hate cleaning up dog hair. Their hair is always falling out. That's why I don't like them.Poodles don't have that problem.
Okay, let's go with your idea. What about the size and color?
I am thinking about one that will be 2.5 kilograms to 3 kilograms, and I want to get a brown or red-brown colored one. What do you think?
I think any color is fine, but the most important thing is personality. It has to be a friendly dog.
Hey, look! This one is the perfect dog, then. Its parents were only around 2.7 kilograms. It is on sale, and it's the right color.
Yeah, he is cute. And it looks like it knows how to behave well. Let's get it. Part C. Listen to the monologue and choose the best answer for each question.
Do you love a nice cold piece of watermelon in the summer? Or do you sometimes bring a banana for a snack to school? We all know what they look like, right? However, the original or wild ones sometimes looked different from the fruits and vegetables in your house. For example, a watermelon today has a thin green skin on the outside. It is soft and red on the inside, and it usually has black seeds that you throw away. However, a 17th century painting of a watermelon by an Italian painter shows a slightly different watermelon. It has the same green skin, but the inside is mostly white with six red circles that have black seeds. The same is true for the first bananas. Humans started growing and changing bananas thousands of years ago. The wild ones can still be found today. They are smaller than most supermarket bananas, and they have many large, hard black seeds that you cannot eat. The outside is not yellow, but a light green color. Also, unlike regular bananas, the skin is tough and hard to take off. So, the next time you are choosing a piece of fruit, or you see some vegetables on your plate, remember that they did not always look the same as they do today. Do you love a nice cold piece of watermelon in the summer? Or do you sometimes bring a banana for a snack to school? We all know what they look like, right? However, the original or wild ones sometimes looked different from the fruits and vegetables in your house. For example, a watermelon today has a thin green skin on the outside. It is soft and red on the inside, and it usually has black seeds that you throw away. However, a 17th century painting of a watermelon by an Italian painter shows a slightly different watermelon. It has the same green skin, but the inside is mostly white, with six red circles that have black seeds. The same is true for the first bananas. Humans started growing and changing bananas thousands of years ago. The wild ones can still be found today. They are smaller than most supermarket bananas, and they have many large, hard black seeds that you cannot eat. The outside is not yellow, but a light green color. Also, unlike regular bananas, the skin is tough and hard to take off. So the next time you are choosing a piece of fruit, or you see some vegetables on your plate, remember that they did not always look the same as they do today. Part D. Listen to the monologue and choose the best answer for each question.
The habit of reading is one of the greatest traditions we have. When we read, we enjoy the books that belong to us much more than the books we borrow. A borrowed book is like a guest in the house. You must be careful not to damage it. And then, although we often forget, you have to return it. But your own books belong to you. They are like a close friend to you. Books are for use, not for show. You should not own a book that you are afraid to put marks in, to fold the corners of the pages of, or to place on the table, wide open and face down. A good reason for marking your favorite parts in books is that you can remember the important sayings and find them again quickly. Everyone should begin collecting books when they are young. Also, they should have their own bookshelves. The shelves should not have doors, glass windows, or locks. People should be free to touch or see the books inside. Knowing that they are there in full view is both exciting and refreshing. Most of my life at home is spent in a room that has 6,000 books. And I have the same answer to the question that visitors always ask. Have you read all of these books? Of course, some of them twice. This reply is both true and surprising. The habit of reading is one of the greatest traditions we have. When we read, we enjoy the books that belong to us much more than the books we borrow. A borrowed book is like a guest in the house. You must be careful not to damage it. And then, although we often forget, you have to return it. But your own books belong to you. They are like a close friend to you. Books are for use, not for show. You should not own a book that you are afraid to put marks in, to fold the corners of the pages of, or to place on the table wide open and face down. A good reason for marking your favorite parts in books is that you can remember the important sayings and find them again quickly. Everyone should begin collecting books when they are young. Also, they should have their own bookshelves. The shelves should not have doors, glass windows, or locks. People should be free to touch or see the books inside. Knowing that they are there in full view is both exciting and refreshing. Most of my life at home is spent in a room that has 6,000 books. And I have the same answer to the question that visitors always ask, have you read all of these books? Of course, some of them twice. This reply is both true and surprising.